A very good morning to you. It's 14 minutes past 11 o'clock. On this Friday morning, you're listening to the Andy Knight Radio Show here on Vectis Radio. I'm delighted and very excited to welcome into the studio from Vaguely Sunny Productions, Vic King, and on the harp, on the concert harp here. We actually have, it's not a concert harp.
No.
No, it's not. Well, it's a harp anyway. You see, this is how much I know. This is how much I know. But I do know I'm talking to Melinda Johnson, who is here as part of the Harp on White, the first festival of its kind here on the island. So a very good morning to you, Vic, and to you, Melinda. Good morning.
Morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Lovely to have you here. Thank you so much. And it's not a concert harp, Melinda. Tell me what it is.
No, this harp I have here is a Celtic harp.
Ah, Celtic. Oh, right. Okay.
It's much smaller, and it has levers on the side.
Mm-hmm.
The big concert harps are huge.
Oh, right. Well, this is pretty big. We only just managed to get it into the studio with the three of us. We're having to take it in turns to breathe in here, actually. But, but it's a Celtic harp.
This is a Celtic harp,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, lovely. Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I mean, it's almost like a sculpture. I mean, harps are very aesthetically pleasing to the eye and to the ear, I feel, aren't they?
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous thing. Vic, it's great to see you again. Responsible with Tony O'Neins, of course, at Vaguely Sunny Productions, for bringing some real quality music, internationally renowned music, to the island. And responsible for launching the first of its kind here on the island, Harp on White. So how did this come about, Vic?
Well, I suppose Vaguely Sunny's interest is that we've all, particularly me, I've always had a soft spot for the harp.
Mm-hmm.
Try to wonder where that came from. I think we, in our family, we used to have a big photograph album that was like a musical box. You would turn a little key and tunes would play on a little cylinder.
Oh,
I think
that
stuck in my head from a really early age.
So that sort of plucking of strings sound.
Yeah,
yes.
So yeah. I think that's why, okay, I always liked the sound of harp.
Mm.
But then the band that got me interested in the harp was a band called The Poozies, which had Karen Tweed in it on accordion, who's been part of the Harp on White team.
Mm-hmm.
There were two harpists in that band, Mary McMaster and Patsy Seddon, and they're both involved in the festival as well. But it's just a fantastic sound of Karen's accordions and the two harps. Well, one was an electric harp,
right.
And I got really into that, and because it just sounded like a little mini orchestra, really.
Yes. It's such a full sound, isn't it?
And then that developed. Vaguely Sunny put on various... the Poozies came down and did a couple of concerts. So did various other harpists. I think the distinction, if it's a classical music, you're a harpist. If it's folk, you're a harper.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Right.
Okay.
Is that right, Melinda?
I've not quite heard that definition before, but I think it's probably true. Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, this is what we call edutainment. We're all learning as well as being entertained.
Various harpers, mostly from Scotland and Ireland, came down and did some concerts for Vaguely Sunny, and then that developed a little bit more. Vaguely Sunny acted as agent on a very small scale for two harpers from Scotland, Fami Gow and Rachel Hare, and a couple of bands. One was called Brolam, the other is a current band called Cherry Grove, and they've got harp in the band. So that's how the sort of background. And then this all came about because Anna Sacchini, who runs the Michelangelo's restaurant in Ryde,
down on the front in Ryde,
plays the sitar, but as a harp as a sort of second instrument.
Okay.
And one day in April, she just invited, as I say, Karen and myself and Tony to come down to the restaurant for a meeting. We didn't know what it was about, but she explained she'd been to Dinon in Brittany
they have a harp festival.
They have a long-established harp festival.
Yes.
Anna had been there last year and really enjoyed what had happened there. And she thought, some of that could transfer to Ryde and we could have one.
So this is how it germinated. And how long's it taken to put this together?
Well, so that meeting took place in April, so 7 months.
Right, so a long gestation period, but a fabulous programme, which we'll discuss in a little more detail later on during this hour. But so the first festival of its kind here on the island, not the first harp festival, as you say, the Brittany one, long established, but
a long established one in Edinburgh as well.
Edinburgh has one as well. How long's that been going on?
Oh, 30 years or more.
Has it?
Yeah.
A long
yes.
time. time. But and you've performed there, Melina?
I haven't been up to Edinburgh, but I've been to Dinan.
I was at Dinan
last year, yes.
All right, and how do you find the response in France? I mean, harp, I suppose, has a sort of French history to it to an extent, doesn't it, musically?
Well,
is it more traditionally recognised?
It's Brittany.
Yes.
So Brittany definitely has a strong tradition of the Celtic harp.
Mm.
And there are some many famous names coming from Brittany or harp players.
So launching this harp on white, born out of the strength of the instrument in other places, in Edinburgh with an existing and established festival, and in Brittany at Dinan, as you say, are you hopeful that this will be more than a one-off festival here on the island?
Definitely, we're hoping it will happen every year.
Wonderful. So this is very exciting, launching a new festival. I mean, we are blessed with so much in the way of creative talent here on the island, and yourself, of course, you are an islander and playing the harp. And do you perform locally that much? I mean, is there much in the way of venues that you find that you're called on to play?
I play for a lot of weddings.
Oh, right. Oh, lovely.
I also play at various restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And I also work for independent arts. So I work in many old people's homes and retirement homes.
Oh, lovely.
So I spend many an afternoon all over the island.
Wonderful. Well, I'm delighted that you have brought this beautiful instrument, and I'm just gazing at it. I mean the wood and the it's just such a gorgeous looking instrument. It really is. And you're going to be kind enough to play some music for us live. Would you like to introduce your first piece for us, Melina?
I'm going to play Scarborough Fair, which is the traditional folk song.
Oh, wonderful. Well, if you could like to adjust yourself accordingly so that you can get the instrument, and we'll try and make sure this is mic'd up. I'm not familiar with mic'ing up harps, I have to say, so we'll be doing it as we go a little bit here, but this is going to be an absolute treat. So Melina Johnson, harpist here on the Isle of Wight, and we're proud to have her in the studio, going to play that traditional classic, Scarborough Fair. Over to you, Melina. Thank you. Beautiful, absolutely stunning. That is the sound of Melina Johnson playing live here in the studio at Vectis Radio on her Celtic Harp and Scarborough Fair. We'll be back to talk to Melina. Here's some more music from her on the harp and chatting to Vic King as well. A show on Vectis Radio broadcasting live from the studios here at the Riverside Centre in Newport. And in the studio, as you will have gathered if you're listening, if you have been listening, and if you haven't, where have you been? Because you're missing an absolute treat. I've got Vic King from Vaguely Sunny Productions and Melina Johnson here, an Isle of Wight harpist, and we're talking about the launch of the first ever harp festival, the Harp on Wight, kicking off on Monday and running all next week. And we'll be talking a little bit more about the range of events and the venues, mainly in the Ryde area, happening during that time. But we just had Scarborough Fair from you, and such a wonderful sound, Melina. It really is. It's just so melodic and ethereal. It's gorgeous, and I can see the attraction, but I'm interested in how you came to the harp originally, how long you've been playing it, and what drew you to the harp as an instrument, Melina.
Well, I actually came to the harp quite late in life, considering, because, but I've always played the piano from about the age of five.
Mm-hmm. Are there similarities that, musically? Or
yes, the music is very much the same. Mm. The harp is one of the most difficult instruments to play,
I'm
most
sure.
people think, yeah. because you've got no black notes.
Yes.
which you have to create with your instrument.
Oh, I see.
Which is why we have these levers on the side.
I see.
Unless, of course, it's a big concert harp when you've got the pedals.
Oh, then those are the concert harp are the ones with the pedals that give you the black notes.
Yeah.
And so on. Okay.
About in the 1800s, they developed the big pedal harp.
Mm-hmm.
And the mechanism that could do that. I think I was drawn to the harp because I have a Welsh background.
Ah, right.
My mother is Welsh, although she was a bit surprised when I said I wanted to play a harp. But I kept hearing harps, and my own children at the time were playing every instrument under the sun, flutes and clarinets and saxophones and French horns.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I thought, why not?
So the Celtic tradition is, I mean, obviously the Welsh tradition there. So the harp, originally a Celtic instrument, is that its history? Is that
it
its
has a very long history, all the way back to sort of Egyptian and times,
right.
and to David and his harp.
Does the lyre have any relationship with the harp? I mean, is it a cousin or is it an early form?
Definitely, or? It's right. an early form.
Mm.
They think originally it went all the way back to the bow and arrow, and they found that the string on the bow and arrow actually made a noise.
So I'm going to suggest there might even be a link with skiffle, you know, I mean, with the broom handle and the single string bass.
Well, yes.
And the teachest. It's almost that same thing.
Yes,
isn't it?
As soon as people found strings and found they could vibrate, they
yes.
made a noise.
Yes. Interesting. So, I mean, it really goes way, way back. But what is it about the sound of the harp? I mean, it's a very distinctive sound. I mean, if you hear a harp, even if you're not musically inclined, you would instantly recognise it. What is it that makes it such a special sound as an instrument?
Well, it has such a beautiful resonance, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And most people that you play for say it really relaxes them.
Mm, yes, very much
and,
so.
And I'm going to be giving a talk on harp therapy, which is an area which I'm really interested
so
in.
So explain that a little bit more then, Melina. Harp therapy, because I'm familiar, having read the notes in the Harp on Wight programme, and I'm realising we'll be talking about the programme a little bit more later on. But harp therapy, how does that work? Why is that something that is so successful?
I think because of the vibration of and the sound of the music, it creates a lovely ambience, or a lovely feeling, which enables people to talk often.
Mm.
So sometimes you're playing in the background and people become very relaxed.
Okay.
You know, which is why people like it in restaurants, because it doesn't actually overtake your conversation.
Oh, I see.
But also... well, way back in the past, they had the three kinds of music. So somebody called Carolan, for instance, in Ireland, he would go around all the aristocratic homes and play music for people to dance to. So there was music for joy, and music for sorrow, and music for sleep. So lullabies.
Yes.
And then this went on to various mode or kind of modes of music that people could play to create a certain kind of feeling. And in more modern times, they've actually find that people's brain waves change when they listen to particular kinds of music.
Well, I mean, there is a very popular genre of music, ambient music, as of course we're all familiar with, which has had a resurgence, or almost a birth, really, perhaps not a resurgence. But ambient music is very popular because of its therapeutic value in a general sort of sense, I suppose. But the harp has this history of being an instrument of therapy, of background, of ambience, of creating an atmosphere of feeling, which is very contemporary in many ways.
Yes, definitely. And I go into a lot of old people's homes where people have Alzheimer's, and the staff really love me to come in because they say it calms the residents down, and it also calms them down as well.
Everyone. I can see that could work for everyone, absolutely. And can we prevail upon you to give us another tune on this beautiful instrument, please, Melinda?
Yes, I'm going to play something from Scotland, and it's called Mary Young and Fair.
Lovely, if you'd just like to get yourself set up for that on this beautiful instrument. So another live track here in the studio from Melinda Johnson on the Celtic harp, and a Scottish one for you now. And take it away whenever you're ready, Melinda.
Thank you.
in the studio with me here on the Andy Knight Radio Show on Vectis Radio. Still with me, I'm delighted to say, from Vaguely Sunny Productions, Vic King, and the wonderful local harpist, Melina Johnson, here with me. So let's just talk about this Harp on White Festival. Kicks off on Monday, I believe, Vic, and a packed and indeed extraordinarily varied programme. Can you pick out one or two things for us, all happening around the Ryde area next week?
It's all based in various venues throughout Ryde, Andy, as you say. Shall I just say a little bit about each of the main four concerts?
Do. Yes, of course.
Well, there are four main concerts. The first one is on Thursday evening, which is at St Mary's Church at Ryde, and that's a gentleman called Mike Parker. And he's interesting because he's originally from the island. He's can make harps himself. He restores old harps.
And this is a local business that he runs, is
He's not on the island anymore, island originally, so he's coming back. And at his concert, he's going to play 9 different harps.
Wow. Not at the same time, presumably.
No, I don't think so. No, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? But no, throughout the programme, no less than 9 different harps are going to be played of various styles. So he's on Thursday. The Friday night concert is more of a classical nature. It's a duo called Arcangeli. And then on the Saturday afternoon, one of the Arcangeli members, Jenny Broom, who's a pedal harp, she's going to team up with a violinist called Frances Mason, who's very well known on the island. She's played over here lots of times.
Yes, the name rings a bell.
In various forms, particularly with a classical duo called the Tagore Duo. They're going to play a programme of music that two sisters called the Isler Sisters used to play in the sort of late 1800s. They played for Queen Victoria at Osborne, and they also did a concert presumably at Ryde Theatre if they played in Ryde.
Yes.
So some of that is going to be redone.
And the
again.
Story of that with Queen Victoria is recounted in some interesting detail in the programme.
Yeah, the programme talks more about that.
Yeah.
And then the Saturday night concert is more of a folk music nature. It's a Scottish or sort of Gaelic Scottish duo called Sheelas. And there are, I haven't talked about it much this morning, but there will be songs in that. That is tunes and songs in English and in Gaelic as well, so it's not all instrumental music. Anybody who just wants to come to a concert that's got songs in, that would be the one.
And of course there are any number of other things going on apart from these wonderful concerts. You've got lectures, which I know, Melina, you're involved in giving as well on this. The harp in therapy is one of them you mentioned.
Yes.
And there are workshops as well in terms of actually making a harp during the course of the week, which I believe will be played at a concert at the end of the week. Is that right?
Yes. Little bit on that, so that there's a course, two courses. There's a course to make a small harp that's taking place out at Whitefield Woods, and then we've also had a competition to compose a new piece of music with an island theme for harp. A lot of interest in that, 22 entries for it.
Really, well done.
And the winner of that will be announced on the Sunday afternoon closing concert.
And these all happening at various venues around Ryde, and the lectures you're giving, I know you're going back to some of the historical significance of the harp, Melina, as well as your lecture on the therapeutic use of harp. So there are various subjects that you're covering in your lectures.
Yes, I'm privileged to have a harp that was built in France approximately 1820.
Wow.
And it was a harp maker to King George the Fourth.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out quite a lot of history about that harp.
Fantastic. So, and can we give people an indication as to how they can find out more details, get the programme and any contact information in terms of the website and so on, Vic, so that people can find out more?
Various things, Andy. In terms of picking up a programme, they are in pretty much all the island libraries.
Mm-hmm.
In Ryde, they're in a lot of individual shops as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a website, which is www.harponwhite.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Facebook page, or alternatively, if people want to ring and ask more questions, find out a bit more, that number for that would be 01983 730930
is the local number for more details on the phone.
Yeah,
brilliant. Well, it's an absolute delight and a pleasure to have you both in here, and we can't let you go, Melina, without giving us another treat if you can. What are we going to listen to finish off with?
I'll finish with something everybody knows and usually likes, which is Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, how lovely. If you'd like to get yourself set up again, Melina. So, Melina Johnson, harpist on the White, in advance of this wonderful, the first time Harp on White, the Harp Festival here on the island, kicking off on Monday, running all next week, and over to you, Melina.